Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, Thursday of the 7th week in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna and into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." Commentary from Father Xavier Paris, La Chelle Boucher, Spain. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, I will surely not lose his reward. Today, the proclaimed gospel is somewhat difficult to understand, for Jesus' words are certainly very harsh. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Jesus is very demanding with those of us who are his followers. But Jesus simply wants to emphasize that we have to learn how to give up those things that may hurt us, even though we like them, for they can be the cause of all sin and vice. St. Gregory wrote, "We should not covet those things that only meet our material and sinful needs." Jesus expects us to be radical. In another part of the gospel it is written, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." On the other hand, Jesus' demands is actually a demand for love and maturity. We shall not remain without our reward. That which makes our deeds meaningful must always be our love. We should know how to offer a drink of water to whomever is in need of it, not because of any personal interest, but simply out of love. We must discover Jesus in the needy and poor. Jesus only severely denounces and condemns those who do evil and scandalize, and who cause the little ones forfeit of the infinite goodness and grace of God. Finally, we all have to overcome trial by fire. It is the fire of love and charity that redeems us from our sins so that we can be the salt that flavors love, service, and charity. As Christians, we find in our prayers and in the Eucharist the strength of faith and the good flavor of the salt of Christ. We shall not remain without our reward.